Today, the U.S. military launched an operation in Iraq. It's one small move in an effort to quell anti-American resistance. In the town of Fallujah and possibly elsewhere, the military is moving to disarm militia leaders and search for people who've been firing on U.S. military convoys. From Baghdad, NPR's Nick Spicer reports on the effort to enforce the peace.
The operation launched today is codenamed Desert Scorpion. U.S. Central Command says it will combine a search for suspected guerrillas and a hunt for illegal heavy weapons with humanitarian assistance. Spokesman today said Desert Scorpion would be launched in different places north and west of Baghdad, but there have only been confirmed reports of important activity in Fallujah. The town 40 miles west of the capital saw U.S. troops arrive between 2 and 3 in the morning last night. Television pictures showed them aggressively entering homes and waking families to hunt for weapons. Military spokesmen say at least 8 suspected militants were arrested with illegal weapons, bombs, and communications equipment. Fallujah has been the scene of repeated attacks on U.S. checkpoints and positions, which have killed 3 U.S. soldiers in the space of 2 weeks. This morning, after the raid, U.S. soldiers distributed school and medical supplies and helped rebuild a soccer field. But many residents of Fallujah benefited from the rule of Saddam Hussein and greatly resent the strong American presence there. The true scale of Desert Scorpion is so far unclear. While some reports quoting military officials said thousands of American troops took part, an NPR reporter who visited the town today did not see soldiers in such numbers. The extent of another counterinsurgency operation last week is also difficult to measure. Operation Peninsula Strike was a 6-day sweep through Sunni Muslim areas north of Baghdad near the town of Balad. A U.S. military statement on Friday said 27 Iraqis were killed near the town after an American tank patrol was ambushed. But after doubt was cast on the report, a U.S. spokesman declined to confirm whether the death toll was correct. Still, Central Command claimed success in arresting some 400 people. Only 30 are still in custody. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.